True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
God knows. I am.
Reincarnated. I was stargazing. Life goes on. I need all my babies.
Woke up looking for the broccoli. High key, keep a horn on me. That could my CIP. Ownership, the blueprint is by me. Mr. Get Off, I get off at my feet.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Today's show sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Get 20% off all windows and doors with no money down, up to 6 years to pay it off interest free. Call Guided Door and Window today at 877-GO-GUIDE or visit goguida.com. We were so wrapped up in Blue Chew the last moment. I didn't get to preview with Jack what the top five of five is going to be about.
And wrapped up could be a thing with Blue Chew.
Right, if you're being safe about it. Yeah, absolutely.
That's exactly right.
So I have no idea what's coming. Don't clip that either. Let's do it.
That's not even pause worthy. I mean, no? Can you grow up?
Well,
No, I know everyone's on edge on this show at all times, but yeah. Got to have a feel too.
Right.
It's all right. Not all winners. Regardless, it's been a while since we've done a nice little caller stock watch, but it's time to check on the stock of some of our main callers. Number five, OK Andrew. His stock is up.
There you go.
Wow.
Finally.
I think we might have found a little niche for him. Again, he gets a little long-winded.
Yes.
Little diarrhea of the mouth for no reason.
See, you can't. You're so rough on the guy. You're saying his stock is up, and the first thing that you said is he has diarrhea of the mouth for no reason.
I'm just saying, I need OK Andrew.
Tighten it up.
To, like, listen to what Mayock did, right? You know, like, listen to that interview with Mayock.
Yep.
And think, how can I be clear, concise, and to the point? But I do think he is doing a good job in providing high-quality information.
Can I say this, and he'll be offended at it? You know what I think OK Andrew also suffers from a little bit? Somebody else suffers from same thing? Buzz.
A little buzz?
They don't know when to get out.
Yeah, buzz is a huge issue with getting out of the conversation.
Yeah, they don't know where the exit ramp is.
He can't pick up on any social cues either.
No.
Like, he just runs right through it.
Right.
You know, he's kind of, and then he ends up just standing there looking around.
Yeah.
When there's no conversation going on for at least 2 minutes.
He doesn't get the all right, well.
No, like, he powers right through it. Yeah. Just powers right. And what's so funny about that with buzz, I'm glad you brought this up, is because I've tried to tell him that before. In a nice way. I'm not a bad guy. But then the other day, because he does his little overnight shift, and some of these other producers, they talk a lot too. He's like, you know what? Some of these young producers around here, they won't shut up.
That's what Buzz said?
Yeah, to me. And I said, oh, but that's ironic.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, when you do the overnight thing, there's a lot of talking.
Yeah. There's a lot of talking.
Yeah.
It's not great. Anyway, fourth on the caller stock watch, Chuck and Mount Airy. His stock down.
Damn.
Baseball season, Chuck, I'm out on. I know it's. Oh. Yep. Nope. I knew Ike was going to react like this. But it's just the same old cliches of old school baseball. They don't have a closer. They don't play small ball. It's like it's written in the handbook of how to call WIP in 1999. You know what I mean? Like, it's fine. It's not for me. And then I know with the Sixers stuff, it's brutal. Like, we know the Iverson and Embiid thing. We get it. Love Chuck. Chuck is a close friend. But stock during baseball season, down.
I haven't heard him compliment a Phillies player aside from Bryce Harper.
Well, yeah. Trey's a bum. They're all, yeah.
Well, now we want the team to be held accountable.
And they are.
That's what Chuck is doing.
In a smart way, I agree that I want them to be held accountable.
In a smart way.
Yeah. Football. He's fine on football. Yeah, everyone can do the WIP thing on football.
Yeah, let it fly.
It's great on football. Baseball.
You want intellects.
Big old swing and a miss.
I could actually feel it during his call today. I was thinking, this must drive Jack insane.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's because you treat everybody that way.
But I'm trying to get better at that. You know I'm trying to get better at that. I listen to you guys. You know, I take it. And we try to let you have your little opinions and then move on.
Oh, wow. You ain't listening to me, so I know you. I know you're not paying attention to anything I say.
Yeah.
Third on caller.
I don't get offended either.
On caller stock watch. Yes. Jerry the truck horn driver. And if that call wasn't evident that his stock is up, I don't know. I don't know what is. Dangerous.
Yes.
100% should not do it. But for radio purposes? I was laughing.
His stock's been up for weeks now.
It is. Yeah. It is. I'm glad he's not dead.
Yeah.
I like his little random squirrel reference.
Yep.
The greased pole. I still don't know what the hell that was.
The greased pole squirrel trying to get in the hole. We're all confused.
What that was.
It's like he's trying to do a Justin thing, but it's so bad that it's funny.
Yep.
that's
Is that what that was?
I think so.
He was trying to do the whole, now it makes a little more sense.
I also thought it was funny. He was like, look, these guys are going to do what's on the back of their baseball card. And I was like, Stott's baseball card said 240 last year. He's like, yeah, I know. And I was, right over his head.
Good enough. America's leadoff hitter.
Yeah. And also, Jerry, do not watch YouTube while you're driving your tractor trailer.
Yes.
I'm begging you. Yeah.
And we want to keep you as a caller and keep everybody else on the road safe.
Please.
Yes. But if you do, keep it down to the side and not looking at it for viewership.
You can listen
purposes.
To it. Yeah, you can listen.
Also, there's no difference. Like Odyssey, the Odyssey app's great too. You can just listen on the Odyssey app.
You can listen on YouTube, just don't watch it.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. Second on the caller stock watch, OG Wade.
Way down.
Stock's way down. He doesn't even call anymore. He's got nothing to say. Yep. Every time he calls about baseball, it's just like they got to play small ball, but even that's a bit. It's all joking. They got to run the ball is what he said when asked about baseball. Jalen winning Super Bowl MVP and him being a made man, it's completely ruined OG Wade. OG Wade's dead. Physically.
Yeah, I got to figure out. Well, listen, I figuratively speaking. I don't know how he navigates the success. I think the success got here sooner than he thought it was going to get here, and he certainly didn't prepare for how to handle Jalen winning the Super Bowl.
By the way, this speaks to my whole thing about the journey being everything. He won, and he's got nothing left. He's a broken man.
That's a point for you.
You know, he's just wandering around. He's got no points anymore.
Yeah, nothing to argue about. Yeah. Right? Yeah.
Make up a point system about baseball. Like, come on.
Didn't he try that?
He tried, but it was half-assed. Like, everything he does now is half-assed.
Well, here's the thing about OG Wade. You want to be a content creator. You want to have a podcast. Right. You want to be on YouTube. Well, you can't only do it when the thing that's interesting is happening. We got to do 4 hours every day.
That's right.
Every day. You got dial in OG Wade. I agree. Yeah. Stock way down.
Yeah, no, you're right, because Jalen's not being ripped every day, so he doesn't call to defend him.
And I would say Corey might be the number one Jalen defender right now.
Oh, yes.
Well, I'll at least say this for Corey. Yeah, he still calls every day.
Every day. Every day.
Always ready.
Even when he went to Disney World, he called.
I know. Yeah. And he's always ready to fight about Jalen.
Always. Even if we're not talking about Jalen.
Yeah, that's the other thing. Yes, it don't even matter.
Yeah. His new battle isn't the Super Bowl. It's the battle is me and Jack and getting us to admit that we were wrong.
Yeah.
And holding us accountable daily. It drives me crazy, but I respect it.
Yeah. And guess what? You guys had a little thing the other day? A little spat,
right back at it.
Bang, right at it.
Right back at it.
Right back at it.
I agree.
Got to respect them. Yep. A lot of respect.
OG, stock down. Okay. Yeah.
Not even this down, way down.
Way down.
Okay. Yeah, the tariffs have hit the OG market very hard.
Yep.
125% tax on
the OG. Everyone's calling their 401k, getting it, pulling it on the OG wage.
Their 401 OG is way down.
Exactly. But number one on the caller stock watch, Herb in the Northeast. Stock is up.
Oh. Really?
I love rambling Herb. And the thing that he's done recently that I think is underappreciated, starts the call, 4 minutes later, whatever, brings it right back to close it. Yes. Somehow he gets there. I don't know how.
Somebody mentioned online that Herb sounds off recently, sounds a little sort of depressed or not quite as engaged as he normally is.
I think he's
is.
Just working a lot.
Okay. Because he sounds a little sleepy and... No offense to Herb, when we saw him at Chiggy's, I mean, he looked terrible.
Well, when has he looked great?
He looked like Herb.
Nah,
the haircut is a little much.
It was falling all over, and he looked sweaty.
He could have just got out of the sauna.
He goes to the gym a lot.
Yeah,
exactly right.
He does sit in the sauna.
Yep.
It's interesting that you say stock up.
Oh, I think it's flying up, always. He's calling more consistently. You're getting him up there quicker. He's having good Herb moments.
Okay.
The Calipari, that was an all-timer.
That's a good point.
The Camerata.
Yep. Good point as well.
High-level Herb content.
All right.
He's back.
Congratulations to Herb. Stock up.
Yeah, so whose stock was up?
Okay, Andrew. And Jerry the Truck Horn Driver. And stock down on OG Wade and Chuck.
So, and some honorable mentions, because I had them written down.
Okay.
Yoshi, stock down. Where's Horny Yoshi? Hasn't called in forever.
Disappeared.
That's true.
Disappeared off the face of the earth. And Dustin in the Northeast, stock up.
Yeah.
Even though
Dustin's always a good caller.
Love Dustin in the Northeast. Yeah. He's like a once-a-week caller, but it's always a good call.
Yeah.
Rios?
Yeah, but I don't give him, like, he's a football guy.
Right.
It kind of is what it is.
I just tell you, his stock is always up.
Always up. Yeah. I didn't know what you were suggesting, Spike, but
I'm just asking questions.
Yeah, please lock in.
I'm just asking questions.
Very up. Always
just
up.
Just asking
always
questions. Up. Okay. This hour is sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Get 20% off all windows and doors with no money down up to 6 years to pay it off interest free. Call Guided Door and Window today at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. 215-592-9494. Will in South Philly. You're on WIP. What's up, Will?
Was popping.
Whoa. Hey, Will.
It's a deep voice.
Yeah. Sounds smooth. Yep.
Number love. Hey, I listen to y'all's show all the time, and I really enjoy your show for the content. Mm. And Ike.
Yes, sir.
I actually met you like 5 or 7 years ago. I had on dark glasses. I had a deep voice, and you were walking away from me. I had a holler louder, and then all of a sudden we came and had a handshake. Number real, though. It's number love.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, he was just talking about that the other day.
And I
pay attention to Jack.
Tupac guy like me, and I am a Tupac guy like you.
Yes, sir.
So it's nothing but love on that.
Yes, sir. Greatest of all time.
WIP, I need to share something with y'all.
Okay.
For 5 straight weeks, I want y'all to listen to exactly the words that I'm saying.
Okay.
For 5 straight weeks, I predicted the exact score of the Eagles games.
Wow.
Exact score?
Do you have record of this somewhere? Or are you just sort of, can we prove this?
Well, there's no way we can prove it.
You can prove it by my voice.
Okay.
Oh.
That's a good point.
I mean, hey, I'm just giving it to y'all. I mean, hey, look, I'm just going to give it to you like it is.
Yeah. Okay.
And I was shaking. After the second week, actually, the first week I was shaking. The second week I was shaking. The third week, and you can imagine by the fifth week, I was shaking. The exact score 5 weeks in a row. And you know when my streak broke?
When?
When Jalen Hurts got the concussion.
Mm.
Oh, the Washington game.
That wasn't even fair.
I couldn't even blame it on myself. I said, hey, I just shook it off.
Yeah.
The real question,
I don't
Will,
care.
Is, how much did we bet? How much did we bet on this every week? Did we?
Right.
Did we at some point, you got to start
putting your money where your mouth is.
Nope.
Zero. I bet zero.
Okay.
And
I respect that.
When the Super Bowl came, guess what?
What?
The score that I said that when I was talking to my people in the streets,
Mm-hmm.
I said, this is going to be the score.
Don't tell me you hit the Super Bowl score, too.
Nope. But, but listen to me, though.
Oh, no, Jack.
I said, I'm going to pick. I had hesitation about it when I spit it out there. But the score that we won by in New England, when we beat New England, I think it was 41.
Yeah.
You think?
41-33.
Yes.
Oh.
No, not like I said, 41, because I said that was a good score. But when I said it, I had hesitation about it.
Yeah. That's Fritz playing that music.
41.
Yeah.
22.
Yeah.
And you know what the score was.
Oh, you missed it by 1 point.
Coming up next.
On East Side.
Man.
Best screenplay. Yes,
but I'm going to spit it out there. I have a prediction for the Eagles' upcoming single. I have a great feeling about it.
Okay.
But I'm going to tell y'all something.
All right. Yeah.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The feeling that I also have.
Oh, boy.
And I believe that I can stand on my jaws.
Spit it out, please.
Yeah, please. I'm dying.
This is brilliance. Don't rush it.
Can't rush brilliance.
We're going back to the Super Bowl.
Oh, my God.
I knew it.
Breaking news.
I knew it, Will.
Wow.
You want to wait to give us the score or you want to tell us now?
Yeah, who are they going to play?
Yeah.
I'm going to tell y'all now.
Okay, oh, there we go.
We're going back to the Super Bowl.
Uh-huh.
But it's not going to be with the same quarterback.
Hold on, it's heating up. What do you got?
Yeah,
what do you think about why?
It's a great idea, actually.
Not a great idea.
What a great call.
I'm giving you the same love that I had when I predicted 5 weeks in a row.
All right.
Yeah. Now I know who's going to be the quarterback.
Yeah, who's going to be the quarterback? Tanner
Our
McKee.
Guy,
Tanner McKee.
Hurts.
Yes, Tanner McKee.
He didn't even know.
I didn't know it.
Yep.
Yeah.
You helped him.
Yep, Thank Tanner you, McKee.
Ike. Thank you, Ike. Yep. I'm telling y'all.
And who are they going to play?
That's the film that I've gotten.
Wow. And who are they going to play?
Spike, you are too extra.
I'm extra? You just predicted next year's Super Bowl.
I'm just giving to you what I got.
Okay. Like, all right. All right.
Yeah, he doesn't really, the opponent hasn't the Super Bowl formulated yet.
With Tanner McKee.
Super Bowl with Tanner McKee. Let me see what those odds are.
Yeah. Look that up. All right, Will. We appreciate you,
Who's
man.
Your lady man, Will?
Oh, yeah.
If I would have bet.
Who's your ladies man?
I'm a billionaire right now.
Well,
I can't even give you the odds. I can't even give you the love. But I'm just giving it to you what I got.
I feel you.
Who's your famous ladies man, Will?
Me.
Oh, that's perfect. All right.
Matt heated up.
Yeah.
You perked up when he said.
Well, I was just curious where his head was at. Sound like a knowledgeable guy.
Predicted a lot of good stuff. 215-592-9494. Jack, why don't you tell everybody about the amazing PGA Tour?
I know you're going to be there, Spike.
Oh, you know me.
Yeah, you got to register for tickets because, listen, the PGA Championship is coming next year. Major Championship Golf returns to Philadelphia in May of next year. Watch the world's top golfers compete for the iconic Wanamaker Trophy at the 2026 PGA Championship at Ike and I's home golf course, Arana Mink Golf Club in Newtown Square. To purchase tickets to the 2026 PGA Championship, you must first get registered. Register today at pgachampionship.com/register. That's pgachampionship.com/register. The earlier you register, the better chance you have at securing the most popular tickets before they sell out.
There you go. Well, you guys are going to get hooked up by what's his face, right?
No, that was that's the Masters.
Oh, that's the Masters.
Yeah, I've heard from him since.
Oh. Yeah, well, he called off there, said he's going, and if we want anything from the pro shop, they'll let him know.
Are you being serious?
Yeah, I'm being 100% serious.
He called and said he's going.
His dad got him tickets. Like, oh, sick. You know, Louie? I mean, I thought we were boys.
Not only said he was going to get you tickets, he said he was going to give you weekend tickets.
Yeah. And then we could take, not that we could take off work, but theoretically we could have taken off work for it. Yeah.
Right.
Ridiculous.
Hadn't heard from him since.
No, he completely died. Went off the face of the earth. It was ridiculous.
Wow, you got ghosted by Louie in Nebraska.
But not even ghosted, worse.
Stock down!
But we have to call first for his stock watch to even matter.
That's a good point.
But it's even worse, he's going, and he offered to buy us something from the pro shop.
Yeah, that's an insult.
Like, oh, I can't wait to get the Masters flag that I wasn't at. But I probably request the Masters flag. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
There you go.
215-592-9494. Pim in Philly, you're on WIP.
Is that Pim or Tim?
It looks like Pim.
Tim with a T.
Oh, it's spelled Pim.
Dude, I thought you said P-I-M.
No.
I don't know. Your name could be Pim. I don't know that name. There's
when
a lot of names
Pim,
I don't know.
I'm like, that can't be right.
Well, it says Pim.
I know it does.
Okay.
That.
All right. Pim.
All right, Tim.
No. Keep it as Pim. You're Pim from now on. Hey, Pim. Pim?
All right. That works. I got a question for you, Jack. Did you say you credit Schwarber to... What did you say? His contact you?
Did I credit it? Is that what you said?
Yeah, weren't you saying he was playing good because of his, you said he contacted you?
No, that was me. I said that. Jack didn't say that. I said that, yeah.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Well, I was thinking, what about where his spot in the lineup was?
That hasn't mattered. He's been great for the leadoff spot and the fourth
and
spot.
And four, yeah. He had four last night. He hit well. He's hit well in leadoff. He's hit well in every spot in the lineup he's hit. I would love to, I wouldn't love. If he was not hitting well in cleanup, that would be one thing, but he's hitting well in both spots.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And, I was just saying people are giving the Phillies,
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, what?
No, nothing. I'm sorry. I saw something off screen.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I mean, I think they should give him a break, you know?
I'm sorry, say again?
I think they should give him a break.
The Phillies?
Yeah.
Who's not giving them a break?
A couple people.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
What kind of a name? Let me just ask this. What nationality is the name Pim?
Well, it's Timothy. It's Irish.
Oh, Pimus.
Oh, Irish?
Pim is an Irish name? I've never heard it before.
You never heard the name Timothy?
No, Pim.
Tim.
No, Pim.
Pim? I didn't say that. That was the other guy.
It's your name's on the
Tim.
Screen.
Tim.
Pim.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
It's old Pim situation.
I wanted to give you a ladies' man.
Is it you?
What?
Is it you? Are you a ladies' man?
Well, yeah, kind of.
Oh, man. Yep, never a doubt, Pim.
Yeah.
I was going to say, aside from Mike.
He's not a ladies' man. He's been locked down for 23 years.
Yeah.
Longer than that.
Who's the ladies' man, Pim?
I was torn between Rick James and Mick Jagger, but I got to give it to Quagmire from Family Guy.
No, that's a big answer.
I mean, that is a good answer. Isn't he
Quagmire.
A creep? He's not a
he's
ladies'
a creep,
man.
Yeah, no, yeah.
From Family Guy?
Yeah. But he's a creep. He's like the, who was the Conklin character in the morning show that was a creep?
Eggie.
Almost every Conklin character.
I was going to say, yeah, which one?
Dr. Brown?
The movie reviewer guy.
Oh, I forget him.
Yeah.
Do you want some, Tyrese Maxey's officially done for the year.
Officially now.
Yeah, they shut him down with the finger injury.
He hit the breaking news sounder.
wasn't sure if he's going to come back.
Breaking news.
Shams reported it a week ago, so they only have three games left. Oh, well, well, well. Look who pops up. Louis from Nebraska.
Ah, phone service working down there in Augusta?
Wow, yeah.
Yes. Fritzy and Brett, what's going on?
Oh,
do not call him Brett.
Not a good start. a good start.
Look, I wasn't the one who left these guys out on a limb saying he could get the Masters tickets, Pim.
And by the way, if Fritzy says that that's his home course in Ronimink, he might not ever play there. So I got to school him on what he puts on the airways.
Well, hold on.
Wait a minute.
Well, don't take my – I got like one card I can pull.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about this. First of all, happy Masters Week, everybody listening, because this
Hold
is
on.
Worldwide.
Yep, Louis, from a gambling perspective, if we were to gamble on it, do you have a pick for the Masters?
Well, if you want an in-depth pick from me, you got to look at strokes gained. Okay, strokes gained means how well do you hit the ball and how well do you drive.
Oh, I thought this was a Blue Chews commercial.
This is three players: Scottie Scheffler, Rory, and Colin. Okay.
Morikawa is a baby. There's a 0% chance he wins the Masters.
Lock it in. He's winning this week.
Well, you have to know what you're looking at. You know what I mean? But let's talk about Masters. Next year, okay, Ike, Fritzy, if you guys want to get off of work, let's talk about it so we can lock you in for next year. I'm a man of my word. You know,
I
bring you guys gifts. I'm going to give you lessons, Fritzy, so you can beat the camera, not by 10, but by 50. You know?
Yeah.
So, you know, let's lock it in for next year. But unfortunately, I am going. So I just wanted to say, hey, my boys,
they
want to go. You know, if I want to bring them back something, you know, I want to give you a call. That's why I called yesterday.
Just talk. You talk a big. You said you were getting those guys in. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. Next year. It's a little too late. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm just looking out for my guys.
Yeah.
That's all. You didn't have to get all mad at me and call me by Brett. Call me Brett.
Yeah. All right. I actually love you.
I love you,
too.
You
encouraged me to work harder. You know what I mean?
There you go.
That's what he's a manager.
He's
been managing you this entire phone call.
Yep.
And he's going to manage us to Augusta next year. Yeah.
I'm always working.
Can I talk Phillies real quick?
Yeah.
Okay. Obviously a tough loss yesterday. I don't know how the communication was lost in the fly ball out there. It's early, okay? We show signs of brilliance, and we show signs of that we need to work on some stuff. So I think we need to talk big at the All-Star break to see where we are. Injuries, how everybody's hitting, is Bohm still throwing tensor tantrums, all that good stuff. So let's all not panic, okay? I think this is a great year on the reason why the Eagles won the Super Bowl is the reason why, you know, the Phillies are going to be great because they're like, hey, let's not be the worst team in town, even though
the Eagles, to your point, the Eagles made a drastic adjustment 4 weeks into the season with their offense because they realized something was not quite right. They made a drastic change in asking the quarterback barely to throw at all. And having the all-pro running back carry the team and make them look good. So I think it's right for us, you know, whether we are screaming and yelling or not. I'm curious whether the team thinks they need to do anything.
Well, here's the equivalent to running the ball with Saquon. I think this two lineup lefty-righty pitcher is equivalent to Saquon because now Skip's saying, hey, listen, I need to throw my best strategy out there, no matter who's hitting the best or who's hitting the worst.
That's a good take.
You know? So I'm here for the takes. You know what I mean?
I love it.
To get my boys.
All right, brother.
When we playing golf, man? When we playing golf?
Man, whenever you're back, you let me know, man. We got to get Fritz out there with us. What we need, a Saturday or a Sunday? Let me know which day.
Okay. South Jersey, you know?
Yep. Well, yeah, Fritz don't come to South Jersey anymore.
Yeah, no.
So.
No, I'll come. If I'm playing again, Louis, private courses only. I'll play South Jersey.
And Jaws courses?
Yes, and Jaws courses.
And Jaws courses, yes. That's my bad.
All right, Louis.
All right, guys.
All right, brother. Enjoy Augusta.
There you go.
Movie Perv, by the way. That was the
Movie Perv. That's what it was.
The Conklin character from the morning show.
Yeah. Oh. I'm sorry for the cracking myself on the Pim Tim thing.
Oh, I could tell. Yeah.
Well, I was I was reminded of the Step Brothers scene.
Oh, the whole Pam
Pan thing. And it was funny to me. And I realized that I was on the radio while I kept doing the Pim thing. But it was funny to me.
Yeah, but Pim didn't pick it up. I don't think he got it.
Man, he steamrolled right over that, man. He kept saying Timothy.
I was like, no, Pim. I'm laughing about it now. All right, today's show is sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Get 20% off all windows and doors with no money down. Up to 6 years to pay it off interest-free. Guida Door and Window, you can call them at 877-GO-GUIDA or go to goguida.com. What do you think is a bigger issue for the Phillies, the bullpen or the daycare? Phillies play tonight, first pitch, 715 215 592 9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.